Hi, I'm Buzz Fleischman, and welcome to the Radio Buzz. Sarah Palin reinvented the news as she commented on Paul Revere's famous midnight ride. She said that he, quote, warned the British that they weren't going to be taking away our arms by ringing those bells and making sure as he's riding his horse through town to send those warning shots and bells that we were going to be secure and we were going to be free. Well, she got the riding his horse through town part right. With her slant on American history, it's a wonder she didn't mention that if Paul had Teddy Roosevelt and his Rough Riders with him, he could have warned a lot more British. Well, why stop there? Let's take a Palinized romp through early American history and see if anyone in the future actually believes this stuff. Once upon a time, the Pilgrims were a group of English families from England who were afraid that their guns would be taken away by the king. They took three ships, the Nina, the Pinta, and the Andrea Doria, and sailed for America. When they arrived at Plymouth Rock, they met some Indians who were ringing their bells in the woods as a warning that these new immigrants might want to take their bows and arrows away. After a couple of rough years, the Pilgrims made friends with an Indian chief because they found out his name Squanto meant reload. Thanksgiving arrived, and the settlers were suspicious that the Indians wanted to teach them to plant because it might mean they didn't need guns for hunting food. So they traveled west through the Alps and settled in Pennsylvania Dutch country. This was a country that joined America later after the other revolution, the industrial one. The Pennsylvania Dutch posed no threat because they didn't want guns, they wanted electricity. That's where Benjamin Franklin came in. He was reading a book by someone named Poor Richard, who wrote the first almanac that predicted weather. It became a bestseller, weather being very important to farmers because they were outside all the time. At a picnic, Franklin flew his kite in a lightning storm when it struck him that lightning had something to do with static electricity, because his hair was standing on end. Along with Thomas Edison, he started producing street lamps, which helped the colonists at night to see the British troops in their red outfits. The trouble started when the British wanted to tax their guns and take away the colonists' tea. They marched up to Bunker Hill wearing tea bags in protest, and that was the beginning of the Tea Party. At that point, General Washington took a boatload of Marines and sailed up the Hudson to chop down some cherry trees at Valley Forge to help feed his troops. After dinner, they invited Alexander Hamilton for a drink. They said, "Pass the brandy, Alexander." And a new drink was born. And so was a new nation. A nation that was going to be free and secure, with the right to say anything and the right to not believe it. And that's your Radio Buzz.